husband of the Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Everyone, and welcome to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Fair, and I've got another look back at the 1980s lined up for you this evening. If you're new to the Squid Pod, we meet here at WMFO every Friday night at 10 p.m. for an hour of new wave, post-punk, R&B, disco, Italo-disco, and general pop music from the 80s and the late 70s or early 90s. I also feature the 80s hair metal band of the week and the 80s hip-hop artist of the week. And of course, no showcase of the 80s would be complete without the Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week, which you can also preview prior to the show each week by following me on Twitter at Squid Pod Radio. As I mentioned, this is a pre-recorded show, so please do not call into the station with questions, comments, requests, demands, complaints, and or amorous declarations. Instead, you may direct any of the aforementioned via email to me at squidpodradio@gmail.com. If you missed last week's show, you can find the archive and the playlist on the station's website at wmfo.org and clicking on the schedule link at the top of the page. All right, just before we start the show, let's address the Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week, which is 40 years ago this week, ending October 25th, AC/DC cracked the U.S. Top 40 for the first time with what single? And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question is You Shook Me All Night Long from AC/DC's seventh album, Back in Black. You Shook Me All Night Long would peak at number 35 and would be their highest charting single on the US Hot 100 until 1990's Money Talks, which peaked at number 23. That single was their fourth top 10 in Australia. And just a quick note on chart appearances, keep in mind that the US Hot 100 is different than the US mainstream rock chart, where AC/DC had far more success. You will usually hear me refer to the US Hot 100 when talking about US charts, as it has a much broader range when it comes to genres.
Alrighty then.
In the background, you are listening to Tangerine Dream. For the past 2 weeks, Edward Buchard of Tears of the Gods and Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme has featured a track from their 1981 album Exit, and so I thought I'd send a shout out back to him with another track from that album, Q Mission. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, since that's the way it's spelled, K-I-E-W, but I'm sure it could be Kiev, which is usually how it would be pronounced in English. If you listen closely, you can hear the lyrics are in Russian. Those lyrics, when translated, are nothing ominous. In fact, it's a rather lovely song about communication and global unity. But while I would say the music has more of a galactic sound, one could say the music has a spooky vibe to it, and we all know that Edward is gearing us up for a Halloween-themed show next week. So throughout the show, I'll be featuring Kiev Mission as background music.
Well, thank you for that. That's a great weight off my mind. Now, I mean, let's start the show.
Living on free food tickets, ordering the milk from a hole in the roof where the rain came through. What can you do? Tears from your little sister, crying because she doesn't have a dress without a patch for the party to go. But you know she'll get by, cause she's living in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. And she can. Bus fare. People fall through the hole in your pocket and you lose it in the snow on the ground. You gotta walk in the town to find a job. Trying to keep your hands warm. When the hole in your shoe, let the snow come through until you're to the bone. Somehow you better go home where it's warm, where you can live in the love of the common people. Smile from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. And she can. Closer than it, the tighter the fit, and the chills stay away. Just take them in stride for family pride. You know that faith is your foundation, with a whole lot of love and a warm conversation. But don't forget to pray, just making it strong where you belong. And we're living in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. She can. Yes, we're living in the love of a common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love her just as much as she can. Living in the love of a common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love her just as much as she can.
They scare us all with threats of war. Oh,
Listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. We started the first set off with Paul Young's Love of the Common People from his 1983 release No Parlay. The Lords of the New Church followed with Open Your Eyes from their 1982 self-titled debut. That's in honor of Steve Batters, who was born yesterday, October 22nd in 1949. Steve, unfortunately, is no longer with us, having passed away in 1990. And we finished the set with another tribute to Ari Up, lead singer of the Slits, who passed away 10 years ago this week on October 20th. We heard the track Ping Pong Affair from the Slits' 1979 debut Cut. Ari's stepfather is John Lydon of the Sex Pistols. If you like that reggae-infused number from the Slits, how about some ska from 1980 to start the next set?
Thank you. I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
the right place. That one looks a little more Kamar-Taji.
I once stood in your place. And I too was disrespectful. So might I offer you some advice? Forget everything you think you know.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. We started that last set with some ska from Bad Manners' 1980 debut, Ska and B, and we heard the track Lip Up Fatty. The Buggles were in there with Video Killed the Radio Star, which reached number one in the UK this week on October 18th, 1979. That track was originally released in January of 1979 by Bruce Woolley and the Camera Club, which featured Thomas Dolby on keyboards. Bruce wasn't a member of the Buggles, but he did co-write music with Buggles members Trevor Horn and Jeff Downs. Other tracks the trio wrote include Dusty Springfield's disco hit Baby Blue, which followed the Buggles in the playlist. And we wrap the set up with a tribute to the late, great Harris Glenn Milstead, better known as Divine, who was born on October 19, 1945. We heard the track Shake It Up from 1983. We're going to start the last set of tonight's show with the 80s Hip Hop Artist of the Week, only on Songs from the Squid Pod.
They just cover while I just smother every single stupid mother. Wait, brother. KRS-One will have to show another MC or self-proclaimed king or queen or gang or crew or solo or team that I mean business. So tell me, what is this? See, I come from the Bronx, so just kiss this. Boogie Down Productions is someone's an experiment. The antidote for sucker MCs and they're fearing it. It's self-explanatory, no one's writing for me. The poetry I'm rattling is really not for battling. Is somewhat hypothetical. Boogie Down Productions attempts to prove something. I say hypothetical because it's only theory. seems you wanna be KRS-II. From my point of view, backtrack, stop the attack. Cause KRS-1, me simply one KRS. That's it, that's all solo, single, no more, no less. I built up my credential financially and mental. Anytime I rhyme, I request the instrumental. I speak clearly, and that's merely, or should I say a mere, help to my career. I'm really not into fashion or craze, just the one who pays, and how soon I get a raise. You're probably in a daze, acting out of sympathy. Wrote a couple of rhymes and think that you can get with me. But what a pity, I'm rocking New York City, and everywhere else you put the jams on the shelf. You as a manager, it's outspoken. I'm looking at your face, you seem to be hoping that I might stutter, stop, or just mess up. But everything's live, that's why I don't dress up. Blastmaster KRS, a synonym for fresh. I'm the teacher of the class, I do not pass no test. Got DJ Scott Rock by my side, not in back of me, cause we make up the Boogie Down production crew. Faculty, get it right. But train yourself not to fight, cause when you fight, you have bit, and when I hear it, that's it. I do not contemplate a battle, cause it really ain't worth it. I'd rather point a pistol at your head and try to burst it.
Get,
I'm teaching poetry.
Get it.
have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host Savoir Faire, and we are winding down the last few minutes of the show, but not without a quick mention of what you just heard. The 80s hip-hop artist of the week was Boogie Down Productions. Boogie Down Productions consisted of KRS-One, D-Nice, and DJ Scott LaRock. We heard the track Poetry from their 1987 debut, Criminal Minded. Next up was Flash in the Pan with Waiting for a Train from their 1982 release, Headlines. That's in remembrance of George Young, co-founder of the Easy Beats and Flash in the Pan, and older brother to Angus and Malcolm Young of AC/DC. George passed away 3 years ago yesterday. In 1988, Martika released her self-titled debut, and we heard the track More Than You Know. And we ended the set with another tribute, this one for Pete Burns, lead singer of Dead or Alive, who passed away 4 years ago today. We heard the track Brand New Lover from their 1986 release Mad, Bad, and Dangerous to Know. I'm going to leave you with the 80s hair metal band of the week and the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. I shall return next Friday at 10 p.m. with the Squid Pod Halloween Spooktacular. Until then, stay safe and please wear a mask when you're out and about.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.